This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Whoops, wait. I was going to do the time, 7 half the hour, and Steffen together. How do we do that? Let's do that. Let's try that one again. High stakes on the high seas here, the high seas of conversation, and the appearance of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, here to go through, as he is every week at this time, the list of stories that are important, the people who are on the list, according to the work done by the folks at Talkers, monitoring talk radio stations and hosts, the programs that are on the air. And there's a lot of big doings this week. So, Michael, let us get right to the task, shall we?
We'll get right to the task, but I'm provoked by that provocative beginning where you said Seven and Steffen together, because
yes.
It's always been a fantasy of mine to be able to speak two tracks at the same time or to sing in harmony with myself.
Really? You know, in harmony or singing in harmony?
Singing. Now I don't sing. Remember back in the 60s and 70s, the songs that, like Neil Sedaka, they would be double-tracked, or Leslie Gore.
Yes.
And I always wonder what it would be like to be able to do that without a recording studio, to actually sing from both sides
row,
of
row,
each,
row, your boat
each vocal cord.
Down the stream.
It'd be amazing. In today's world of multitasking, that would be multi-talking, and you could do two shows at the same time and spread your word.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball, National Basketball Association, and National Hockey League action. At number 9, the New England Patriots visit the White House. At number 8, Ann Coulter's controversial, dramatic Berkeley appearance. At number 7, the Hernandez suicide, that also ties into the Patriots, and the Arkansas executions case. At number 6, the French presidential race. At number 5, the deadly Fresno shooting. At number 4, the Georgia House race that has national attention. At number 3, and arguably tied for number 1 as we get up into the high strata here, it might even be number 1, depending on how you look at it, the O'Reilly exit from Fox News. And number 2 and number 1, number 2 is U.S.-Russia tensions, Alaska patrols, number 1, North Korea threats, and Trump's Armada controversy. So, that's it for the week. Let's go to the people. At number 10, Tom Brady, Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick. At number 9, Ann Coulter. Number 8, Rex Tillerson. Number 7, Aaron Hernandez. Number 6, Marine Le Pen, Emmanuel Macron, Jean-Luc Mélenchon. At number 5, John Ossoff. At number 4, Bill O'Reilly. At number 3, Vladimir Putin. Kim Jong-un at number 2, and Donald J. Trump at number 1. And that is a snapshot of this week's conversation on great news talk radio stations across America.
And thanks for listening, folks. We'll talk to you again next week here on the countdown. There's a name you left off of the list, a new talk radio personality in Washington named Chuck Wagon. He's appeared on the scene.
Chuck Wagon. That is a great name, isn't it?
Justin Case, I remember him. Working in the music world. Remember, you must have run across, there were about a dozen of them around, and they were all substitute jocks, so they were there just in case. And who else is
just
there?
Just in case. Then there were funny names that we used to do in grade school that were dirty, but I'm not going to do any of them.
Nah, can't have that. All right, so we have the slate. Every week the slate is cleaned off, and then we come up with a new list, the things that are important in the world of news talk radio, conversationally. Sometimes we talk what's on the list, sometimes we talk what's off the list, sometimes we run the gamut here. There were plenty of things going on, and yes, I think most people do want to hear Michael's take on the Bill O'Reilly situation, so we'll get to that right after this here on this week's Talk Radio Review.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the four-day super sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's here, the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 14th Annual April Sale. With 5 days of once-in-a-lifetime prices on top-quality North American and European laminate from 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.19. Bamboo from $1.39. Get wood-look waterproof floors from 59 cents. Limited-time deals on small lots from 29 cents and more. Plus special financing. Don't miss it. New deals added daily. Get to the April Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using Nuzizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just 1 day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take Nuzizol. Use as directed.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of Opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hi, here we are, 13 and change after the hour. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with the most talked about people and stories of the week. And the two that collide here are number three on the story list, number four on the people list, Mr. O'Reilly, and his fate has been secured. So what's your take as you think about him? He was a good radio, I thought. He was a good radio host. I enjoyed listening to him. I think he's an entertaining guy. Obviously, he has a few deviations from what's supposed to be the norm. So did he get a short stick on this, or was he treated fairly? Or what do you think is going to shake out as this story? You know, he's done at Fox, so where does he go from here is what a lot of people are asking.
Well, he's been making a lot of money. He's walking out the door with $25 million in his pocket. So I don't feel sorry for him from a business standpoint. It's not like, how's he going to make a living?
Right.
I am cynical enough in terms of, and I'm not judging O'Reilly, although I have my own personal feelings about that. Being fair and standing on a public platform here, he was not, incriminated. He did not go to trial. He was not investigated, by the police. Some people say it's character assassination. He claims he didn't do it. They paid out a lot of money. It's a very, very interesting sign of the changing times that things that used to slide, people that got away with things, that business looked the other way, we're in a different era, things don't slide. It also is a great example of how when you're out there in the political wars today, everything is fair. They're going to get you. And if you have a lot of enemies, as he did, you better keep your nose clean, because they're going to find stuff on you and it's going to be out there. Whether it brings you down or not is another story. So there are a lot of things happening with this O'Reilly thing that are best described as a sign of the changing times. That being said, I'm cynical enough about, based on the premise that he's damaged goods, which he is, but not totally irreparable. I think he can be repaired. I am cynical about the fact that he will get a job as opposed to won't.
There was cynical, somebody out. Well, you think so, you're cynical in what you don't think he should be hired, or you think somebody's going to take him on because of his audience?
Someone's going to take him on because of his audience. I don't think he should or should not be hired. I observe. If I start getting into what should happen, then I'm not going to be effective at my job. So when I say cynical, meaning if in fact he is this heinous, troll that lives under a bridge that he's been described to be, it doesn't matter. Somebody out there will hire him, and there will be an audience for him. We have a very judgmental and a very forgiving society at the same time. There's a lot of hypocrisy, and basically we live in an era of short-term memory. People will move on. So I think O'Reilly will pop up on one of the other television networks, either the big ones or perhaps one of the up-and-coming networks, such as Newsmax. I think he will live to fight another day. As far as radio is concerned, he's much better on television. I think he talks with his face. He's achieved superstar status within today's television pop culture. And, you know, it's not so much what he says, it's how he says it. It's his persona, it's his facial expressions, it's his cocky attitude. He's a TV guy. And there's more opportunity for him in television. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he goes in radio, but I'd be very surprised if he didn't pop up again within the year, maybe sooner, on television.
Is he a product of the times? Was he shaped and hewn to be exactly what he was? Was he the right guy at the right time? Or did somebody say, here's the right guy, let's make it work?
It's a great question, and the question is rhetorical. It's a question that you can debate and analyze. It's, you know, media theory. I would say it's a little bit of both. He's the right guy for the times, and they presented him in a package, on a platform, in an environment, targeted an audience that was perfect for what he brought to the table or what he brought to the screen. So it's a little bit of both, as it always is. I think that the relationship between the product and the public, the talent and the audience, if you will, is a very complicated two-way street. And it's never one or the other. It's a combination of both. It's like the relationship you have with the mirror. You look in the mirror, oh, I got to comb my hair. You comb your hair, it changes what you look like in the mirror. The media is a mirror of society and thus has an interactive relationship with it. Interactive even before we were in the digital age.
All right. So here's a headline that screams for some attention, and you're the perfect person to have a thought on this. The headline reads, O'Reilly gone, Fox promotes his racist protege. That Tucker Carlson, see, a racist? I don't think he has much talent. I don't get what people see in him.
Well, that's the kind of a headline. Where is that headline? I haven't seen it.
It's on the, let me see, Huffington Post.
Huffington Post definitely has a point of view, you know, stationality, if you will, as does Fox News Channel, as does MSNBC.
The other side.
That's a biased headline, in my opinion.
Yep.
That's a biased headline. Racist?
Yeah.
And, you know, we play very fast and loose with these very, very provocative terms today, and we shouldn't. Racist is a very powerful term that has specific definition. Being critical of people, pointing out flaws, might be politically incorrect, but it doesn't make you a racist. A racist is somebody who believes their race is superior to another race and then takes action to keep that other race down.
Thank you for defining that, because I think you're right. It is a misused, overused term and word that is taken most of the time completely out of context. Completely.
Yeah.
Because I say on one of my hours this past week that there we're talking about the... let's see, what number is this on the execution? That's number 7, the Arkansas execution. So they're going through all of this machinations. There are 8 people in Arkansas that are on death row. They put one of them to death, and they say it's a deterrent, and then wonder how many more people are on death row or should be on death row. And I said, you could have an execution in Chicago every day, and you wouldn't get at all the murderers that were there. Oh, my God. What do you mean by that? I mean what I said. There are lots of murders in Chicago. As a matter of fact, I think it was 421 last year. And most of them, 90-some-odd, I think 94% of them, are at the hands of blacks shooting other blacks. The crime against blacks by other blacks is something that is a very poorly reported story. But does that, if you had an execution every day in Chicago, would that stop the murders? Unlikely. But because I said that, I'm a racist. There you go. 21 past the hour in the countdown.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 past the hour now. A live broadcast with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Doug Steffen reviewing the charts, the things that are on the minds of people and the hosts, the folks that make talk radio hum, the people on the list this week. I want to, if we can, Michael, this is sort of a hot spot with me, and not because of the politics of it, but because of the way it's handled. And that's the number 8 item on the countdown this week is Ann Coulter being denied access to her speaking appointment at Berkeley. Apparently it's been rescheduled, but this sort of thing goes on all the time. And I don't know if we are pat in discussing it because it seems to be trite. The over and over story is liberal university doesn't want any conservatives, so there's no freedom of speech on the liberal universities, or that which is thought to be. Certainly, Berkeley is thought to be a liberal institution. So, what isn't she modified her approach in the last few years? Isn't she much more mellow than she used to be?
That I don't know. I'm not sure of that. I'm not sure if she's mellowed or not. I haven't followed her that closely. I know that she's a provocateur. Yeah. She's very successful at it. Whether she's sincere or not, I've never known because she knows how to... Well, it might be a shtick. It might not be. Or in, as is the case in so many of these situations, it's a partial shtick.
Yeah.
Where it's a little shtick and it's a little real. Because if you just... You know, the difference between talk radio and a boring college lecture is shtick.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, that's what
as they said in Gypsy, you got to have a gimmick.
Yeah.
And but I, you know, freedom of speech. Actually, college campuses have the right to control what's said on their campuses because that's what they're about. They're about presenting their version of reality to students. So, if it's a liberal campus or a conservative campus, yeah, they can control who's there and what they say. Freedom of speech protects you from government. Censorship. If it's a public university, it changes the nature of that. But I do think that a lot of these college campuses have to be a little more flexible about allowing for different points of view for the student bodies there that are interested in that type of thing being mm-hmm. presented on their grounds. Mm. And so it's not a freedom of speech issue. It's a freedom of intelligence issue. And I think that they made a mistake by putting right. themselves in a position to further give Ann Coulter a reason to be in the news.
Right. Okay, so let's just flip this over for a minute, if we can, and try to, in our minds, find out where there's a liberal equivalent to this. Where on a conservative campus like George Mason in Washington, a good example, wouldn't it have a fairly conservative college campus? And is there an equivalent where they would have refused somebody to come like the lady from Newsweek who's on all the talk shows, who I never can remember her name. You know who I mean. She's opposite Pat Buchanan and a lot of things. Anybody, come up with a liberal name, a liberal Arianna Huffington. All right? Mm. If she were to go speak at a conservative college, would there be this kind of an uproar? Would it be taller? What would happen?
My personal feelings about that is that it wouldn't make the news. You can be sure. You can be sure that conservative campuses are more likely to book conservative speakers than liberal ones.
Right.
I just don't know the nature of the liberal speaker community is such that they would protest.
That's my point.
It's not in the nature of
the liberals wouldn't protest him or her being on a conservative campus. The point is that on a liberal campus like Berkeley, you're not supposed to speak, you're not supposed to have a conservative, but is there some liberal equivalent on the other side? Another person, that was what I was trying to figure out.
It's a complicated thing you bring up. The fact of the matter is there's bias in both sides.
Yes. You want to hold that thought for a minute? And maybe we'll come back to that.
It's too good to let it dangle.
This is too good. You've heard that. So, too good to be true. Coming up next on the Talk Countdown Show.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, get up to $180 off an HP PC.
Whoa, mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, get up to $180 off an HP PC and boost your productivity with a dependable HP PC.
Ends 4/22/17. See store staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply.
You know, one of my favorite quotes is from C.S. Lewis, who says, "Democracy hates a great man. Democracy looks at a great man like a field of wheat where one stalk is 6 inches higher than everybody else or every other stalk, and government comes along and cuts it off so they're all even." And I think that's absolutely true. I'm so glad we live in a representative republic and not a democracy. This allows us the opportunity to be great if we want to, if we want to pay the price, if we want to do what's necessary to be a great man, however you define being great, America provides you that opportunity. Rather than being chopped off by government, let's work at being great. I'm Gary Rathman. It's an economy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Off the talk radio trough. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here every week. Go to talkers.com to see, for example, the new Fox News Channel lineup is there, discussion about Bill O'Reilly, a lot of other things that are going on in the talk radio world, although sometimes when you look around you think this is the only thing that is going on. It isn't at all. There are plenty of other things. We were actually adrift in a very important conversation about Ann Coulter and her being shunned at Berkeley. And I asked Michael if there was a liberal equivalent where a liberal speaker might have been chased off of a conservative campus. So we were in the throes of that conversation when we had to pause, so we can go back to that, Michael, if you want to finish.
All I was saying is I can't think off the top of my head, and I didn't do any research during the break. I was doing some other things of a big, high-profile liberal being thrown off a conservative campus, which is, of course, hyperbole. She wasn't
right.
Thrown off. They canceled her because they thought there would be problems.
Yeah.
But I do know for a fact, as does everybody, that conservative organizations shun liberals and liberal organizations shun conservatives. We have it in talk radio. We have it
sure
in talk. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Try getting a job as a liberal talk show host on most of the commercial talk radio stations in America. So suppose somebody like an Ann Coulter from the left decided to make a scene and pick it and freedom of speech and all that. It would make the news. They picked the wrong gal. They should have let her talk because she is a publicity seeker. She's a media exhibitionist. You don't want...
What a great term. A media...
I coined that term, and I'm very proud of it.
Exhibitionist.
Yeah.
I love that. Go ahead. Yeah. Keep going.
What I'm saying is that they handed her a perfect situation. Ann Coulter is now in the top 10 news stories on radio, and it's in print. You don't think she's really upset? She's thrilled.
Yeah, of course.
That's my opinion.
All right. Good. Thank you. That's what we're looking for, is your opinion. Because this is about the world of talk radio, the world of opinion. The talk radio world, since you and I got into it, has changed a lot over the years.
So has the world.
Yeah, everything's changing. Yeah. So I want to focus in on the personality that is Chip Franklin. He's a very good West Coast, now on KGO in San Francisco, West Coast host. He's in the podcast this week with Michael, Up Close and Far Out. And because we are so focused on the drama of talk radio and the liberal and the conservative and the whatevers and whoevers, tell us about Chip Franklin and how he's faring in the talk radio wars.
Well, Chip Franklin's been around for over 27 years as a talk show host, and for most of them, he's been a conservative. And he began to evolve into a progressive, and now he is really doing very well at the recently reconstituted KGO in San Francisco, which is a heritage talk station, a news station. And he is a progressive, and he's sincere. This is not a change of shtick. This is not an act. I interview him about what made you evolve, and he takes his time and explains his life experiences that made him suddenly go from being conservative to being liberal and demonstrating that philosophy on the air every
day.
Give
us one little teaser about what he said, if you would mind. What is there that brought him over to the Republicans say the dark side?
Just simply examining his own feelings about life, it depends on where you're standing, what your life experience is, whose shoes you're standing in.
Yeah.
He says that it's very easy to embrace conservatism. It's a very tempting...
Chirping in the choir.
You know, but when you really look at it, there's a lot more to life than these simple answers that... conservative ideology allegedly offers.
Would you mind taking a personal approach with me for a moment? In terms of that, you've just made me think Chip Franklin is an excellent personality. He's had a great career, and he's modified his point of view. You remember me from the beginning. You and I go back to we were just talking off the air because I had dug out an old Talkers magazine from the 1990s. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about the fact that I've been pretty much in every issue of Talkers in the 25, 6 years that it's been published.
Years. 27 years. Yeah.
So in terms of how you have watched me change, do you mind? You know, I used to do a political show because I was working in an arena that needed politics. I think I began to change when I went to KVC in 1993. But I wonder whether you think, and how, just watching me, maybe or others, but because you and I are friends and we're talking about this, and I think, succeeded, but I haven't gone the route of politics. So did I change my stripes or just stop talking about things that were of that nature?
I think you think you've stopped talking about things of that nature. I don't think you have. I think that you fool yourself.
You want me to be personal?
You've gotten handsomer over the years.
There's no question
about that.
Thank you very much.
You've also gotten better over the years, as hopefully we all have, because 27 years of experience doing something smoothens you out. You've seen a lot of things. Experience is a fabulous teacher for broadcasting. That being said, but no, I think you've always been kind of the word is mercurial in terms of how you deal with the issues and being categorized. You never liked being categorized as anything. that's worked for you and it's worked against you because it's an industry that loves to categorize. On the other hand, by not being categorizable, you've created your own independent and unique niche that has worked well for you. But I find it fascinating how you talk an awful lot about not talking about politics every time you talk about politics. It's like you've created this bubble around it. Go, I don't talk about politics, but...
All right.
In this case,
here we go.
I think.
Let's try this out for size. Let's see if you think I'm clever enough to have done it on purpose, as is the case with, use Fox as an example. We report, you decide, which is nonsense, but they repeat it often enough so people believe it. Or, let's see, there's another moniker that, Fox uses, but you can come up with any slogan that somebody comes up with. If you repeat it often enough, people begin to believe it. So could it be that I have said that because I want people to not think of me, even if there is some political slant, I don't want people to think about me as a political host?
Now you want me to be your shrink.
You can do that. Yeah,
the answer is I'm not your shrink, so I don't know. I suspect that there's a degree of contrivance to your position that you are being clever. But I sometimes think you actually believe yourself and that you think by saying you don't talk about politics, you're somehow exempting yourself from having the benefits of talking politics. You see, if you exclude yourself from talking about politics in anything in today's society, you're limiting your ability to compete and to be interesting because everybody's interested in politics. Right. One of the things I find fascinating is the constant discussion of talk radio talks too much about politics and everybody's bored. That's like saying sports radio talks too much about sports and everybody's bored. It's a hypocritical nonsense. People will always be interested in sports. People will always be interested in politics. People will always be interested in gossip and sex. And people will always be interested in money. These things are universals. They ebb and they flow. The pendulum goes to one side to the other, depending upon the news and the happenings of the moment. But these are universals. And I think it's not expedient to eliminate politics from anybody's talk radio career. They even talk politics in sports talk. They talk shock jocks talk politics. Mm-hmm. Politics is an intrinsic part of our DNA, of our culture. And you talk politics. You always have and you always will. But what you're saying is you're trying to keep yourself from being defined as that. You want the freedom not to talk about politics. And that's why you say that. You don't want to be forced to only talk about politics. And that's really the issue. Not about whether politics is something should be talked about. It's whether you have the freedom to talk about something other than politics. My opinion is by talking about something other than politics, it enhances your credibility when you do talk about politics because it shows people where you're coming from in the bigger picture of who you are.
All right, as a prize, you'll get a certificate in the mail from Bob's Burgers for analyzing me in the last few minutes. Thank
wow.
you very much.
Thank you.
Coming up, I want to spend a minute talking about one of these, comparing the 1990s in Talkers Magazine to 2017. Hopefully you will find that intriguing, because the whole thing, the world of conversation, is intriguing, as you're finding out if you're a first-time listener. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's here, the biggest flooring event of the year, Lumber Liquidators 14th Annual April Sale, with 5 days of once-in-a-lifetime prices on top-quality North American and European laminate from 49 cents, pre-finished hardwood from just $1.19, bamboo from $1.39, get wood-look waterproof floors from 59 cents, limited-time deals on small lots from 29 cents, and more, plus special financing. Don't miss it. New deals added daily. Get to the April Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. The American dream used to be a two-story home with a white picket fence. But a recent YouGov study commissioned by Fifth Third Bank found that more Americans value peace of mind over home ownership. In fact, only 15% identified buying a home as a top financial goal. Instead, priorities are paying off debt, saving for an emergency, and having a retirement plan. Despite this change in focus, Americans are still struggling to adequately save for the future. Bina Elliott, Senior Vice President and Director of Community and Economic Development, Fifth Third Bank.
These survey results underscore something Fifth Third has known for a while. consumers are struggling to reach their financial objectives. We want to help change that through services like our Lives Improved through Financial Empowerment classes, which are designed to give them the financial tools they need to succeed.
For more information, visit 53.com/life.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, 46 and change after the hour. You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, our discussion about the charts for the week of April 17th to the 21st, 2017. Going back, flashing back. Maybe we should do this every week, Michael. I have a Talkers magazine here from December 1999. The Golden Era is what you call it, in a retrospective of the decade, Golden Era of Talk. And there are the usual... the people who are around then that folks would know, Michael Savage just getting his foothold. I'm looking at an ad for one of the trades, and there's a picture of me, and I'm the only, well, the Carey brothers are in the ad. Mm. Mike Siegel is still around, Blanquita
yep.
Cullum.
Yep.
And I'm looking at a list of the 20 most talked about people of the 90s. So I'm just going to go through the top 10 just for the fun of it.
Mm.
Rodney King at 10. Mm. These are the stories. Presidential elections, Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill, Prince's Di's death,
right.
Congressional elections, Oklahoma City bombing,
wow.
The Persian Gulf War, more elections, O.J. Simpson, and the presidential sex scandal was number one for the entire decade of the 90s, according to this. And on the people list, number 10, Diana, number 9, Ken Starr, Saddam Hussein was 8, Ross Perot was 7, George Bush, the father, was 6, Monica Lewinsky was 5, Newt Gingrich, 4, O.J. 3, Hillary, 2, and Bill, number 1
yeah.
for the decade of the 90s, according to your research. Isn't that interesting how that is?
It's not surprising. Sometimes we forget stories. You know, we forget how big they were.
Yeah.
O.J. was huge.
Yeah.
And then there were all kinds of stories that were huge for a while. When Magic Johnson was diagnosed as having HIV, that was gigantic. Obviously, Oklahoma City was gigantic. That kid that was in Singapore and got caned. I think
yes.
it was Michael.
Oh, my God, yes.
Michael
remember
K,
that?
Michael something? I don't remember.
yeah.
That.
I remember my father saying, he said, when you go on the air, tell people they've got it right in Singapore. My father.
oh, he did. Oh, that explains all those scars on your buttocks.
Yes, that's it. Yep, there it is in a nutshell. All right, 60 seconds on Gail King vacationing with the Obamas. And what that does to her credibility as a quote-unquote journalist.
You're, me?
Yeah.
I didn't know she had credibility.
Well, there you go. Oprah's best friend is Gail King. She went on a vacation with Oprah and the Obamas.
Oh, they're
Tom Hanks was on the boat. Bruce Springsteen was on the boat.
Gail King is a nice person.
Yes.
I think that, but whenever you hear her name mentioned, her main credential is she's Oprah's best friend.
There it is.
How would you like that to be your main credential, that you're somebody's best friend?
Got me a job on the CBS morning show. I think I can handle it.
Oh, my gosh.
Michael Harrison's best friend. What's that going to get me?
Bob's Burger.
Yeah, I got the certificate from Bob's Burgers. 10 minutes before the hour of the countdown.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a
cattle off.
Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here. He's a lawyer, college prof, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft. Let's start there before we go to the list of stories and find out who's going to be able to sue whom here. Let's put your other hat on, because I think it's important. It's always important. But this week, I found out about some phone tax scams that seem to be on the rise, and the companies, because they're all wireless now, say they're going to protect their customers. Can they really?
You know, they can make a an effort, and what's happened is the phone companies have gotten permission to do some extra technological protections against robocalls that they couldn't do before. So it'll remain to be seen whether the bad guys will just adapt to these changes in technology, which they usually have. You know, the big thing to remember is, particularly when it comes to taxes, the IRS in the past never calls. That being said, our genius legislators in Congress have decided to hire private collectors to collect on behalf of the IRS. They've done it before. It's not cost-effective, and it's going to result in more scams. But there will be people getting calls on behalf of collection agencies that purport to be from the IRS. But you can't tell, so you've just got to tell them, you know, send me something in writing.
Yep, don't get suckered in on that one, for sure. And by the way, there's a sort of a side issue here in terms of whether it's scams or what people are doing. You can always fight back when you find out the reality. There were a couple of class action lawsuits that had come up against Verizon because of their service sucking as bad as it does. And now you find out this week that the class action lawsuits didn't mean as much as just people dropping the service. Sometimes you can get a message across, because Verizon is as bad as they are, and they're losing their value because so many people are deserting them. And
yeah, that is something. And, you know, Verizon, actually all of the carriers have gotten hit with cooperating with scammers who have added, they call it cramming, these charges that are not legitimate onto your bill. Your bill is so impossible to understand and read that people don't pick up these small charges. And the FTC has brought in actions against Verizon and others and gotten money back for consumers.
As well they should. All right. Let's see if we can get some money back for some people. Probably the number one suit that didn't become a suit because before it went to court, it just gets settled. Bill O'Reilly exiting, depending on who you talk to, anywhere from 25 to 45 to 65 million bucks to get him out of there. What would have happened if they just fired him?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because O'Reilly just signed a new contract right. about a year ago, a four-year contract, and many of these cases had already been settled and is reported in the New York Times anyway. There were provisions in the contract dealing with the right to fire him if new cases came up. You know, he would have to fight the morals clause that you find in all entertainers and athletes' yeah. contract. But I think, frankly, judging by the substances to so many of these charges, he would have had a difficult time. And there are still outstanding claims in the courts against O'Reilly. So he's not out of the clear. He's out of Fox, but these lawsuits aren't totally over.
What about the family of Hernandez says they're going to sue the state of Massachusetts because the guards murdered him? He didn't kill himself. What happens
yeah,
there?
Yeah, well.
There's a frustration in your voice right there.
nobody got, if they murdered him, they managed to murder him without any evidence of, according to the coroner, of a struggle, and with him barring the door, blocking the door from the inside when they left. So such a lawsuit would get dismissed right away. Yeah, you know, anyone's death, all death diminishes us, you know, for whom the bell tolls. But bottom line is, Hernandez was a bad apple. Hernandez committed suicide, and he was a convicted murderer who will now have his murder conviction erased from his record because under American law, if you are convicted of a crime, even if you're already serving time, if your appeals have not been completed, the conviction is erased.
Wow.
You know,
I didn't know that.
This happened with Ken Lay, the guy from Enron. He
yeah.
was convicted, never served a day, had a massive heart attack, and ended up having his conviction erased.
Wow. Now, this is something that most people didn't know. Thank you. That's why you're here. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, genius lawyer and college professor here on The Countdown.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.